winner of the Chortle Best Newcomer Award and Next Big Thing nominee. Rolling Stone said he was surely on the road to stardom. He's taken a detour to this podcast. It's Paddy Young.
It's Paddy Young with one of the most impressive intros we've had on this podcast.
And I'm looking at the first question. How are you?
That's always worrying, isn't it, when the producer has to put in there, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks. You're all right,
it's even more worrying when I forgot to say it.
No, I've written down I'm all right, thanks, so that's good.
Our producers have got to know us, and they're like, these guys just have no rapport with any guests they have on. Make sure you ask them how they are. For God's sake, be nice to them.
Welcome to the No Eye Contacts podcast.
Next bullet point, you all right? You have taken a bit of a detour to get here, haven't you? We sort of took you around the houses today. This is the third venue that I proposed to you.
First one very close to the house. Second one, all right. This one cunted me a little bit. Can you say that on this? That'd be fine.
Yeah, but absolutely. It was a Goldilocks situation of pub quiz pod venues. I'm really sorry about that. But
that's
you're here.
Right. Yeah.
And potentially about to embark in the best pub quiz online format that there is. Or are there better?
Well, I did do another pub quiz podcast.
I thought we were the only one.
Well, I thought it was you because my good friend Dan Tiernan, I saw him in a clip of this and I was like, oh, this is funny. And I like those boys who did that. And then I just get a thing saying, hey, it's Joe. Do you want to do this pub quiz podcast? I went, oh yeah, nice one, Joe. I thought Joe was one of you two, but Joe's a website and it's where you have to go and do and beat an egghead.
Bloody hell, did you beat the egghead?
No.
Which egghead was it? Was it the
Kevin
from the show Eggheads?
Yeah.
It can't be one on one, surely.
No, it was me and Ed Knight. Oh, who I do a lot of stuff with.
Yeah, yeah.
It was us two against him. And I didn't know. Yeah, God, I just did no research. I could have got here, and this could have been anything, fellas. Honestly, this could have been anything, and I think that's on me.
We've got a bit of a group chat. Myself and Jake and the producers Connor and Sam, and we were like, oh, we'd love to get Paddy Young on. We'd love to get Paddy on. So Jake was like, okay, I'll message him. Jake messaged him and sent a screenshot into the chat of he'd messaged you going, would you want to come on our podcast? And you'd reply going, I'm already on this.
And we were all just, someone already booked
me. We were all just like scratching our heads like,
well, what? I thought I'd been fired because you were booked on a day that I wasn't booked to do the show. So I was like, I'm a new host. What other agent? Is Nick Mohammed doing this? What's happening here? But you're here.
I am here. Yeah.
So tell me, do you? I mean, look. That intro shows you're a bloody busy guy, right? Do you have time to go to a pub quiz?
I haven't for a while. I've got a sort of a checkered past with them. I've
banned from some.
Yeah. Thought they were one thing. Actually, went to another pub quiz. I always love the idea of a pub quiz. Yeah. I love any sort of activity, which is sort of a loose activity in which basically you're allowed to do that alongside catching up with people.
Yeah.
Because sometimes just being with your friends is boring. But then
fuck yeah.
Doing things like bowling, which I had to do last weekend, it's actually the worst thing to hang out with people because someone's always stepping back and then coming back. With things like pub quiz or pool or like you ever played Cub, that game where you throw pieces of wood at each other? K-U-B-B, it's like an old Viking game.
No. Anyway, I wonder what that split that was in your face, mate.
Yeah. Well, they're all games that I'm rubbish at, but I like the idea of. So I always go in optimistic and then lose every single time. There was one we did when I lived in Manchester, and there was these really clever guys that run it. I bet someone who's watching this will know it. There are these two really clever guys that run it. And
where is it in Manchester?
In Manchester. It was called Sandbar. I think they were called the Two Barrys or the Barry Brothers. I can't remember. But the people,
the Two Barrys coming in.
Yeah, but the
to me, to you.
Oh yeah,
Two Barrys, they're brothers as well.
Oh yeah,
oh, it's a television show.
Oh, got that wrong as well. Anyway, the people that went there was this team that won every time. That were, you know, like people that go every week.
Yeah,
team
know,
of like eight, and you'd walk into the pub and there'd be eight men around a table reading books. So what, before the pub quiz, before the pub quiz, they're not chatting and catching up.
Yeah, because one of them's on Listophobias, one of them's on Star Signs, one of them's on Capital Cities, and they're like, right, get these.
But they might not even be doing that. I actually think they're just reading.
What, for pleasure?
Yeah, I think they're just
they'd be doing it if the quiz wasn't on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The before the quiz is on, they've met to do it, but they want to read their books.
We've exposed a sort of lack of sophistication.
Do you ever see them people who like turn up like, I remember seeing like women in pubs before, sat around in a social knitting. Knitting,
I've seen
knitting
that.
Whilst chatting.
But that's all right.
But that is what I'm saying is it the same as when they're reading? Are they still sort of having a chat, being like, "I was, How was it last weekend, Colin?
It no, a I, no, think, I think it isn't that. Because if it wasn't for a pub quiz, if it wasn't for a quiz, these people would still be
they,
no, they'd be in their basement.
They wouldn't have any, they're
begrudgingly out of their pod.
See, whereas I'm more pub rather than quiz. These lot are more quiz rather than pub.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're rather sort of in spite of the pub.
If it was a soup kitchen quiz, they'd be wearing top hats with holes in them. And they'd be sneaking their way to the front.
That brothel's doing a quiz on Sunday. Do you want to go down? Yeah, I'll bring a book and a condom.
Be good, wouldn't it?
Question one, please, sir, can I have some more?
You're reading the condom, Colin. Well, what's on the cook?
Can't read the team name on this one. Right. So, Paddy, we like to ask our guests.
Yeah.
What the best fact they've heard in recent weeks has been, or it might be something that you always whip out at a party. I don't know, but what's the best bit of trivia, best little fact that you've got?
I'll be honest, nothing sprang to mind. But I did this theatre project years ago where you'd go around and you'd it'd be like an Airstream caravan, and there'd be a huge empty book, and it's called the Book of Knowledge. And Ooh. People in the town would write down a piece of like a fact or a piece of information or knowledge. And then over the week, in an exchange for that, they'd get a bag of sweets. There'd be all sweets inside of it.
Yeah.
And they could pick their sweets. And then over the course, then we'd make a little play using the facts and then show it to the town at the end of the week. But when we did it in, like, we basically went to a lot of stupid towns.
Sure.
Top three. You were going to say North, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. That's the thing, is that I live in London now. I'm from Scarborough in the North. And I always hated it when I moved to London, people call us thick. And then go to these places, you're like, we are thick.
Mate, I'm from the West Country.
Where are you from?
Wiltshire.
Is that thick?
Is that thick? Is your one thick? Is your one thick? Yeah. Is my one?
No, mine was
thick. Your one's thick.
No, northern thick. And so it was like, one of them, we went to Doncaster.
Yeah.
This van is true. That was the fact he wrote down. this van is true.
Nearly a sentence.
Nearly a sentence.
Not quite a fact.
Not quite a fact. Not quite a sentence. Not really anything. Actually, this van is true.
And you have to make a play on it.
Yeah.
Also, this van is true, and now your fact that you've submitted for this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Then another one was Stonehenge is smaller in real life than I thought. Fact.
That is a fact, though. That is a fact. For
he or she thought it was bigger than it ended up being.
Whip it out at too many parties.
Yeah. I'd like to take Stonehenge is smaller than I thought as our fact of the day.
Yeah.
And in terms of a team name, now look, I hands up. I run a quiz here and there.
Mm-hmm.
You run a quiz now and then.
I've actually run a quiz before, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, briefly.
So you know what this is like, then. Team names are just variations of quiz and jizz.
Yeah.
Is that what you got, or did you get some more interesting variations?
It's like an in-joke, and you say a thing, and they all go...
And you're like, well...
You know what I mean? No one else knows.
Yeah. Are you laughing at me? Don't fucking laugh at me.
Or it's something like, and the winner, you know. So I just got... You just call it... Yeah, quota list. Quota list. We did... when we did this other one, Joe podcast, we called it Quabstance. And... Yeah, the host, he couldn't abide it.
Well, fuck those guys, we're going with Crutalist.
Yeah, is that all right?
Crutalist. Is that all right? Yeah. You don't need to ask yourself, all right. This is your episode.
This is your episode,
Paddy. However you want to play this quiz, is all about you.
Brilliant.
Crutalist.
So each week we
can send... And the rest of this, you've just written swastikas.
We'll come on to that. So each week we get sent a genuine pub quiz from a UK quizmaster. This week we have a bit of a different quiz as it's been sent by a retired quizmaster.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Retired quizmaster.
It could be you. You don't do quizzes anymore, Paddy, do you?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I think I did two.
If Paddy sent in the quiz on the episode that he's on, that would be quite frustrating.
That would be awesome.
What's number one? What's page one in the Book of Knowledge?
What is true? This car, this truck, this van.
Is Stonehenge bigger or smaller than I thought?
Let's think about that.
Multiple choice.
Yeah, is that before or after I saw it?
So we've got a retired quizmaster.
Yeah, and our quizmaster is Tom, and he used to run his own quizzes, but he just wanted to write one for us now.
Wow.
So maybe after this pod, he will consider coming out of retirement for a bit of a... What do they call it? A bit of a lap of honour? A testimonial?
I'll consider
an honorary degree. But let me ask you this. when people normally do this, they're not writing you one specially, are they? They're probably just giving you one that they've written. But he says he's written this one.
He's written this one specially.
This is him coming out of retirement.
But I want to know how old this person is, because that's something that we really have to address with quizzes, is when it's for older... You know, because it's awful when you go to somewhere and inexplicably it's a bit of a uni quiz and all, you know, it's all like... You know, it's like too young the question.
It's not real questions.
And then sometimes it's like when you play Trivial Pursuit with someone's old Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we went to my mate Nadia's house when she got her Trivial Pursuit out, which was like they had from the 80s. And it said, which black won Wimbledon in 2000? And it was, you know. Isn't that crazy?
Really?
Yeah.
So
how racist is it? Because I saw the Swastikas and I was worried.
It is annoying, isn't it, when a quiz master just makes it about what... I went to a quiz the other day. You'll be proud about this. I went to a pub quiz in Manchester. So there was a music round. We were like, brilliant. The bloke plugged his phone in and he went, so these are all rap songs. So there was no variation in the music. He was just a rap fan. And then even on one of them, he went... Bit of a clue for you. This one's my favourite. I was like, what?
I know that man. I know you. Which one's his favourite? You know him. He's your mate.
I'll give you a clue. I like it more than I thought it would.
So what else do we know about Tom then? Because if he's come out of retirement, I'll assume he's an old bastard. Sorry, Tom, you're not a bastard.
So now Tom does work for a chain of pubs and wanted to shout out a quiz. We're doing shout-outs now, apparently.
Right, it doesn't sound that retired then, does
it? No, he doesn't retired at all.
It sounds a bit like in Shanghai, those fellas, once when he was at uni, and then he's... So he wants to shout out a quiz at the Rickety Press in Oxfordshire.
The Rickety Press?
You know...
He said that with a real smile. I can hear the smile.
The Rickety
Press.
It was a little bit the wickedly talented... Adele Gazima.
So Tom, he's come out of retirement.
He's come out of retirement.
Which made us think he was old, but he's still working for this chain of pubs.
Yeah, he works for a chain of pubs, and he's taking his opportunity because he doesn't do a pub himself. We've let him go, right, you shout one out you want. He shouted out the Rickety Press in Oxfordshire, and the quiz there is run by Quizmaster John. This is getting fucking convoluted, isn't it? The quiz there is run by Quizmaster John. Yeah. Every other Tuesday at 7:30. I don't know if that's on this Tuesday or next Tuesday.
Every other Tuesday. We're going to have one listener go on the wrong Tuesday of cycles every day. Like, getting it wrong every time.
You can tell the success of a podcast from the scale of the ad reads.
So Tom's our quizmaster. He's retired, but he's not retired really because he still works for a chain of pubs. He wants to do a shout out for a pub. The pub he's shouting out is for Rickety Press in Oxfordshire, and the quiz at the Rickety Press in Oxfordshire is run by Quizmaster John every other Tuesday, we don't know which Tuesday, at 7:30.
Simple. I think what's happened is that he's worked at the Rickety Press for a long time, and he's just been made manager now of several of the pubs in the area. Yeah. I reckon he's sort of mid-30s, early 40s. Mm. Still loves the thrill of like being in one location, but now he's area manager. I think that's what's happened.
And do you think that's he's too busy to do them, or do you think he's not allowed anymore? Do you think there's a bit of a conflict of...
You know a lot about the industry.
What, the pub quiz industry? Yeah. I don't think someone of his calibre, if he's running that many different pubs, can be running... You can't be the head honcho and the quiz master.
Wait, how common is it for someone who... Who runs the pub quiz is someone who works there at the pub.
Oh, it's you know what? It's becoming far more common these days.
Starmer's Britain.
That's the first thing.
This sort of thing's happening all over the fucking shop, isn't it?
Starmer's Britain.
You've got people working at the pub.
I should say, Ed Knight says that a lot, to be fair to him. Welcome to Starmer's Britain.
Well, he's not here, is he? Yeah, Ed, we'd love to have you on the pub quiz pod, actually. Do you think Ed would like to come on with you and you guys take on the four of us take on a pub quiz pod?
Yeah, he'd love that.
Round one is general knowledge.
Right.
All right?
Ed, yep. Nice and simple.
Wish Ed was here. Round one, general knowledge. Ed, if you're listening, have a go at home. On the period... Do you think he'll be listening to this?
No. If he is, I would be astounded.
Question number one. On the periodic table, what is the chemical symbol for gold? Now, this is a classic question that gets you confused because it's either AU or AG. I think one is silver and one is gold, but I never know. Oh, it might be A something else.
I think it's AG because is AU aluminium?
Oh, maybe. In that case, I'm really screwed.
Because you'd think it would be GO.
Yeah, you do. You would hope, for most elements, it should just be the first two letters.
Yeah.
I don't know why potassium's K.
Yeah.
But you can have that if you enjoyed that. I don't know. My gut says AU, but I don't want to be
I don't want to be tied to it.
All right, let's go with you. Do you have a feeling?
Yeah, am I still here? Don't interrupt your flow, fellas. You could have done it in any pub you wanted to.
Nomination's gone to his head, hasn't it?
You've had your bit. We said, how are you? We've moved on.
How are you? Things are going well for you. What do you think? Don't worry. Is that thick cut over there?
We've done a 20-minute intro on all the intricacies of where you live. How's it going? Are your nominations? Me and Jake have a little bit of back and forth. Is it going? And you go, oh yeah, I'm still
What's
fucking here.
Why is he sitting with us?
I'm not in Siberia, mate. Goom, goom, goom. Mrs. Boomer.
It's Gio. It's not. Keep him outside.
Yeah, AU final answer, lock it in.
Question number two. How are you, by the way? All good?
I'm all right, thanks. Yeah.
Question number two. Keep that up and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Question number two. True or false? In 1814, the Great London Beer Flood tragically occurred. A massive vat of beer burst. Said it. What is this? I know you're out of retirement, but like, you know, you're sort of writing an essay here. Mm. A massive vat of beer burst. Fucking hell. You can't slag him off and then not be able to read. A massive vat of beer burst, sending a 15-foot wave through the streets, killing 8 people.
It's true, I've heard that.
You've heard that?
Is it true or false?
Yeah, it's true.
Is it true or false?
And it's true.
Yeah.
Well, it would be so boring if it's false, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We need to make up.
Do you know what I mean? No, it didn't happen. All right, brilliant.
Well, then why have you written
but
that
also,
then?
But also, do you know what the awful thing to do is when people do a question like this and they go, false, it was actually in 1852. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The worst time.
That's just like nothing. Well, that
actually,
is nothing.
Actually, it killed 7 people.
Yeah. Let's just say true then, obviously.
It's not.
It's got to be true. It's not, yeah, you're right. If
actually,
it's
it was a vat of cider.
All right, well done.
Question number three. Which global superstar caused a seismic event, please put brackets, literally an earthquake, during a 2023 concert?
So who
Superstar caused a seismic event, literally an earthquake, during a 2023 concert?
It's got to be Taylor Swift, doesn't it?
Do you think that...
I mean, that was the year she was doing all the big gigs.
But what would cause an earthquake? Is it the loudness of a gig, or is it everyone... I imagine it's... getting everyone to jump up and down at the same time.
I'm with Paddy on that. It's got to be.
Is that crazy? Enough,
yeah.
But it's so crazy it might just work. It's a plan so dastardly it can only be devised by the criminally insane.
Swifties combined.
But what song are they going to jump to? Not Shake It Off, they're shaking. What is it, Bad Blood?
Chris Martin always gets people to do it, doesn't
Chris Martin.
Oh, that's true. Ooh. And he'd be like, let's jump up and down to save Korea or whatever.
Yeah.
North and South.
Oh, I didn't realise how much
North
of it.
This is for North and South. And they're going to add the little things. Oh, wow.
With the Nazi salute as well.
That wasn't a Nazi salute. This is.
I didn't realise he was such a prick, Chris Martin, until I watched his.
Is he a prick?
I don't think an actual prick, but.
Drip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched his Glastonbury set when he headlined, what was it, last year, year before?
I was there for 20 minutes of it.
And it was, really, the last one?
Yeah.
I saw him in 2016.
We had half a pill, that kicked in, we went, probably want to be anywhere else in the world than a Coldplay gig. Actually.
It was so, like, he gave his talk of, like, why can't the world just be more smiles and hugs and ice creams? Like, it was like, oh,
ice
just
creams.
Fuck off. He said ice cream.
You're 53.
I was like, fucking hell. And then he did a bit where he brought the camera out, got the camera himself. He nicked Peter Kay's bit. He was up putting it on people in the crowd and writing little limericks for, like,
oh my God.
She's got a beautiful hat. And really? I would shoot anyone who said she was fat. Like, it was just, like, hideous. Like, trying to be funny. Like, it was like...
And what's annoying about that, he's written 3 limericks. Yeah. And he's thought, well, let's just plan until we find someone with a hat. Oh, he's not going up with that on the spot.
Yeah, he's a proper wet wipe, actually.
Yeah.
Chris
Martin?
Yeah, should we say Coldplay? Well, what do you reckon?
The only thing I'd say is, it says, which global superstar caused a seismic event? So if it is...
It's a solo artist.
Really?
Global superstar, yeah.
You've done a thing there, which I've only seen a few times. I had a French teacher who did it, and a guy at uni who did it. When you're very sure...
Sounds like you're about to call me a paedophile. You've just done it. I've only seen a few people do.
French teacher at school, okay, my
worst people in the world.
When you were very sure of it, you sort of rolled your eyes and said... It's going to be a...
no, I didn't roll my eyes like that.
You did,
I didn't say that.
You could just see
the white of her eyes for a bit.
But it's going to be a solo artist. And you sort of flick it up like that.
I'm like the guy in June. I'm like, I'm looking back at all the footage I've ever seen of Coldplay like that. Earthquakes around the world. And I'm combining it with the tour dates of Coldplay like that. and I go, it's not them, it's not them. That's all I was doing. I wasn't being smug. I was actually going into another sort of world, would be fair to say. But also what I was going to say is that's an awesome thing that people do in pub quizzes, isn't it? That is the ultimate purpose. When you really know something, you got this, you go. You know what I mean? So you go, oh, you sort of look like a, yeah. It's actually, you look thicker when you know like that, but when you just go,
for the tape, Paddy is very aggressively but firmly putting his finger down on the paper. Question number three. I think it's Coldplay, but we think it's a solo artist.
Well, it's Superstar, so it won't be. It won't
but
be.
It might be Chris Martin.
No, okay, then put it.
No. But I don't know. I don't think it is.
Ed Sheeran.
I think.
It's not Ed Sheeran.
Oh, bad idea.
No.
Well, who's fucking jumping to Ed Sheeran? I think Taylor Swift.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, Taylor Swift. That's what we said in the first place. It's going to save 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. that's the attitude, isn't it?
It's almost like this is pointless, really. Do
you see the answers now? We know what they are. They're on the next page.
Yeah, they're just over there, so we could.
Question number four. Australian Olympian Rachel Gunn, a.k.a. Ray Gunn, became a viral sensequan. Oh, you've done a typo there. You've done a typo there, Tom. I think if you're going to come out of retirement, proofread. Yeah. That's something you've let slip there. They became a viral sensequan for her performance at which event in the Paris 2024 Olympic Games? Paddy Young, what do you think?
It was a breakdance.
It was breakdancing.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to work out how he's done that typo there.
Did you do that on purpose as a
it's
pun?
It's not even... That's what I was thinking.
Oh, it's the producer's fault. Sorry, Tom. My bad.
Yeah, also, always part of QAnon, he's just sort of slipping that in. They think it sort of looks like... She's
Australian Illuminati Olympian Rachel Gunn. she's just public humiliation that was for Rachel Gunn, wasn't it?
I genuinely felt really quite bad for her because I was like, I think I've said this before, but she like trained and you know what I mean, had a send off party, her family, you know, as much as like the Olympic, like the runners did and the gymnasts and the taekwondo.
She probably had a little send off party and they were like, should we have hit the dance floor? No, I'm saving it for the games. Oh, but Rachel, do a little bit. No, come on. The worst thing you would do is if I broke my leg and couldn't perform at my best.
Yeah. And then little did she know that probably would have been the best thing that could have happened to her.
Best thing could have happened to her.
But it's so harsh, isn't it? Imagine the family watching, like, so proud. Like,
I did watch an 8-minute TikTok, which was like a conspiracy about how she was doing it on purpose to discredit breakdance and sort of get it removed. Really? Yeah, and she sort of...
Is that a legit theory?
Well, I mean, as legitimate as an 8-minute video on TikTok can be.
It's a very...
But I watched it and I went, it's that. So I think she did it on purpose to like make breakdance look bad.
Does it need discrediting breakdance?
She might be a racist because I think to sort of like discontinue any aspect of black culture getting into the mainstream.
I think it's because I think...
Breakdance. Oh yeah, big time.
Well, she proved it isn't white.
Question number five, what nut is made to make parmesan?
I wouldn't say it's parmesan now.
Oh my god, what has happened? I've had half a pint. Question number five, what nut is used to make marzipan?
Almond.
Yeah.
Whoa, what? He's put 50p in you. Where's that come from?
Is that right?
I knew that as well, yeah, but yeah.
Did everyone know that? Am I the only one that. Well, I didn't. I thought it was parmesan for a while, to be fair.
It's what, is it cyanide smells like?
Is it?
Apparently so.
I didn't believe that. I didn't believe that.
That would have
apparently
been a better fact at the start. Right, so I think out of that, so that's the end of the general knowledge round.
Or
how
is
many,
it arsenic?
How many?
your dear friend Dan Tiernan. Would you call him a dear friend?
Yeah, definitely.
Is he your best friend?
He's well, the thing about Dan you have to realise is he's one of the most popular people in the entire world.
Really?
Yeah.
Really.
Wow. No one's got more day ones than Dan Tiernan. So it would almost be embarrassing for me to say that because I feel right now the claws of, I reckon, 30 other people that would say he's the best person in the world. But he's a real one.
I feel embarrassed because I said to him, when you're up in Manchester, give me a shout and we'll go for a pint. That's never going to happen, is it?
It will. That's why he's got so many friends.
Oh, because he does reply. He does go, let's do it.
Yeah.
But don't start thinking you're
not like
mate.
No. After this pod comes out, you're both getting unfollowed.
Do you go for a pint next week, Paddy, when you're free?
I'm not entirely sure you were following me anyway. So maybe hit the button.
I got followed after I sent the message.
Yeah, I love your stuff.
Yeah, I just thought I'm big fans of Used To. That is your name, isn't it?
Used To.
How are you, fellas? So look, Dan Tiernan, your dear friend, right? He started a club. He joined the 5 out of 5 club. So in a round, he was able to be part of a team where we got 5 out of 5. Now, we've not come close apart from, I think, looking at this, Periodic table. If it is AU, that means the rest we're pretty sure on.
Taylor Swift, though.
Taylor Swift's the one.
Taylor Swift.
We know Almonds, we know Breakdancing, and we know The Great Flood's true, unless he's done a thing of, oh, actually, he only killed nine people.
Yeah. It's, it's gold and Taylor Swift, isn't it?
Should we do the answers?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Question number one. On the periodic table, what is the chemical symbol for gold? We said AU. I was a bit unsure. It's AU.
Brilliant.
Question number two. And do you know what? Just to go quickly, I won't dwell on it. Big apologies for leaving you out of the discussion on that number one, mate.
I've forgotten it.
I haven't.
A few more of these, I've forgotten the rest of it.
So number two, true or false? In 1814, the great London beer flood, blah, 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 blah. Was it true? It was true.
Nice.
Question number three. This is the one which could be the difference between making it a 5 out of 5 or not. Which global superstar caused a earthquake at a 2023 concert? We thought it could be Coldplay. We thought it could be Chris Martin. We thought for a minute it could be Ed Sheeran.
Well, I just want to go on record today. I jumped straight and I said Taylor Swift.
And it was.
Because I think I'd heard that. But it was very much like, no, you need to jump.
It was Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's lovely, fellas.
That's really lovely. Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it? I feel like a warm little sensation.
This is looking good, then.
This is looking really good.
Yeah.
All we need is, well, I think, I don't know. Let's not speak too soon. Question number four. Ray Gunn, she was, of course, a breakdancer. It was breakdancing. Question number five. For Marzipan... Marzipan for the five.
We know this. Yeah. It is this.
It is made out of almonds. We've joined the 5 out of 5 club! Just give you a high five.
That's lovely.
Bloody hell.
There we go.
How did you do with the rest of the quiz?
Huh?
With Tiernan?
Terribly.
Yeah, okay, good.
Terribly. Oh no, his 5 out of 5 was very incredible. Bizarre.
Because he just got it. He
was sort of getting quite aggressive with it, actually.
It was the last round.
Moving people out of the way.
Yeah. Well, he's an idiot savant.
He's a what?
Like, you know, like a savant, that old term.
No.
Yeah, for like... They're like people that were like, you know, chess grandmasters who like, you know, couldn't tie their laces or whatever.
Oh,
that is
right.
Down and over.
I actually think you're quite an intelligent guy.
Actually. Yeah, hold on a minute. No one was doubting it.
Actually.
No one was doubting it.
Actually.
No,
but you're playing. Why do you mean talking about an intelligent guy? You're actually a nice bloke. Actually, sorry.
Yeah, it was bad phrasing.
You might be a Stonehenge. You don't.
It was actually, when I got close to it, it was nicer than I thought.
So round two is titled Three is the Magic Number. I think you probably should have put that as round three.
Oh, yeah. dear, Tom. Retirement hasn't treated you well, has it?
And
it actually was round three, I dropped.
Oh, it's the producer again! The producer is getting pelters. Tom, I'm so sorry. Do you know what? Everything that's wrong about this quiz is to do with our producer, not to do with you. You're a lovely man.
And I'll say, I'll put this on record. You can keep this in. He's holding you back.
I don't want that kept in.
He's not, in fairness, he's not normally on his own. The other one couldn't make it.
Yeah.
As soon as we find a fault in you, the producers undermine it. Question one: British comedy legends Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. Could have been Paddy Young and Ed Knight.
That's lovely.
Yeah, that's what I should have said if I thought about that before.
Comedy legends.
British comedy legends Simon Pegg and Nick Frost have famously worked together on a trifecta. I've never heard of that.
Trifecta. Three.
Of films affectionately known as fans as the Cornetto Trilogy. Mm. Can you name the three films that belong to it? You receive 0.5 for 2 correct answers and 1 for all three.
Well, I thought it was going to be what's the name of it, and I would have known that.
Yeah, you would have known that.
And would you have known that?
I would have known that.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that would have been a better question.
I think the three films
are quite easy to name.
What my friend Sam, I did used to run the pub quiz with. He taught me how to write the questions because I was rubbish at them.
Ah.
And what I basically learned through sheer attrition is the best questions, obviously, are always ones where people just feel good when they get it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when they don't get it, are interested.
Yeah.
So whenever an answer is a date, you're like, oh, I don't know that.
There's nothing fun and interesting about guessing a number.
And then if you get exactly. And with this one, it's like.
Yeah.
Make it the Cornetto.
Yeah, be great.
Obviously, we know we're into comedy. So
they've got their three films, that. What is
Shaun of the Dead?
What are they known as? What's the trilogy of it known as by fans?
Should we name them before we start it off? Yeah. Shaun of the Dead.
Hot Fuzz.
And then the other ones.
And then
World's End.
Was it World's End? Yeah.
World's End. Sorry, Paddy, you were going to get there.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that is a shame, Tom. You've let yourself down there a bit, mate.
Although some people, maybe it's a bit of a trick because some people put Paul in there, don't they?
Do they?
I think so, but they don't realise it's American. Cause that
That's
was a
true,
one, but it was
yeah, because they're both in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was American, so it doesn't actually count as the part of it. So some people
Who was Lesbian Vampire Killers?
That was James Corden and Matt Horn. I don't know if they wrote it.
Do you see you and Ed as the new Peg and Frost or Horn and Corden?
Well, let's just say that half of that question offended me. Well, this is the thing. It's like, you do look back at these times when people were making feature films.
Mm.
They made feature films.
Yeah.
We've done, you know, a couple of dozen Instagram reels.
Yeah, but it's hard.
So probably
now,
Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
It's harder now. Question two. In tennis, the big three consisted of Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, and Novak Djokovic.
Please give us the answer.
Great.
Thanks very much, Tom. I was like, fucking hell, I don't know who the third one's going to be. And he's nailed it. Yeah. Thanks very much.
As of writing, how many Grand Slam single titles have they collectively won?
It's numbers
nothing
and it's sport.
Fun about naming a number. What is the... This is not...
Also, as of writing, although we did write this specifically for us, didn't we?
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's not like he's taken this from his retirement catalogue.
No.
Oh, you mean it's like, old?
Yeah,
that'd be
it's
a
not
shame.
Like, yeah. But so what are we've got some multiple choice. So is it 66, 70 or 75?
I don't know. Yeah. Nothing to go on.
It's just name a number, innit? Anyway, yeah. We can't work it out.
Go for the middle one?
70, yeah.
Fine. Question three.
On a traditional UK Monopoly board, you can find famous streets such as Piccadilly, Pall Mall, and Trafalgar Square.
He loves giving three, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He does.
Three is a magic number.
Yeah.
And that's why you're there and we're here.
Who's there? Who's where? He's there. Yeah.
That's Tom.
Good to see you, mate.
That's Tom giggling. Well, I was about to say at home, but yeah, he's clearly without abode.
But what are the three streets that complete the green set of property tiles? In brackets, beset before Mayfair and Park Lane.
Okay.
Giving us that as well.
Right.
Regent Street, innit? Or is it Regent's?
Yeah, I think that's one. Yeah, Regent's. I'll take that.
I think Bond? Or is Bond Red? Bond Red, maybe.
Sure. I think...
Maybe it is Bond, yeah.
I think you've got it. I think it's Regent, Bond and Oxford.
And Oxford, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is that,
and I
yeah.
think it's that. And they're all next to each other as well, aren't they? How long have you lived in London, Paddy?
And I've lived here for 6 years. And now I live not far from... the first square. I live just off the first square.
Yeah, Old Kent Road. We live quite close to each other. We'll get a beer next week.
Yeah.
You know, telling you that.
Yeah. Telling me that.
Busy guy. We'll get a beer next week.
We'll get a beer next week. Yeah.
Just at least I asked Dan Tiernan and let me know. You've just gone, we're getting a beer next week.
Let me know what you want when we get that beer next week.
I don't
know
yet, but I'll get a flat. What are you doing? I'll move in. It sounds like a nice area.
We do a show together, don't you?
Where on Old Kent Road are you?
I'm not in Old Kent Road. I'm between Deptford and Greenwich.
Nice. I like it down there.
Looks like that dates in the diary then.
I'd love it, fellas.
Question four. In the book The Very Hungry Caterpillar,
yeah.
On Monday, he ate through one apple. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears. On Wednesday, he ate through three what?
I was going to say it'd be three something.
Mm. Apples, pears.
Oranges?
Yeah.
I'm happy to go with oranges. It's quite, I mean, I don't know.
It's one of the big ones, isn't it?
I've not read that book for quite a while.
No. Yeah, it's got oranges. Question five. Three of Santa's reindeer's names begin with D. What are they? Again, half a point for two and a point for all three.
Donna?
Donna's definitely one. Dasher.
Lovely.
Dasher.
Donna, Dasher.
This does happen with this show, which is just, it's just three blokes thinking.
Yeah.
Silently sometimes.
Yeah.
Dancer.
I was going to say Dancer.
Brilliant.
Is that
Dancer.
One?
Brilliant.
So
that was that. We all got one, and that's lovely. Yeah,
yeah. That's
and
lovely.
That's what a pub quiz question should do.
Yeah.
We all three felt good there.
Yeah.
And we all supported each other.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel really good about us as a team. I feel brilliant about Tom's work on that. Mm. I think his first round he gave us was lovely. I think this feels a little bit self-indulgent. I mean, every question was minimum two sentences.
Can I just say though, we obviously got, you know, 5 out of 5 in the first round. That was huge. You've had a 5 out of 5er. It's never happened before that we've had 2 5 out of 5s in the same quiz.
But
I'll say this. Number two with the sports.
Not a choice, yeah.
And also, I don't know, would they make it the middle one or do they make you set, like, that's the one that's just annoying. Because there's nothing to gain or lose from that.
Yeah,
it's
but you've got
annoying.
One in three there. The one for me is oranges on the Hungry Caterpillar. That was just a bit of a punt on it. But should we have a look?
Yes, look.
It's 50-50. It's one in three.
Either way, I think we've got three there. So, the Cornetto trilogy, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, is Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz and The World's End. So we got that. That's 1 point. In tennis, the big three, did they get 66 titles, 70 or 75? We went down the middle, it was 66.
Oh, for God's sakes, Tom!
Question number three, what did we say for the Monopoly streets? We said Regent, Bond and Oxford.
Paddy was very quick on this.
Yeah.
You play a lot of Monopoly?
I used to. I mean, it's an awful game.
Yeah.
When you've got...
You used to play a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you've got what, sorry?
Well, when... Now they're fashionable, so there's loads of new cool ones. But when you're a kid, there's only like four in the house. So you play... Sure. And everyone can play it.
Mm.
But yeah, it's a despicable
They do game. One of every city now, don't they?
Yeah. I remember my friend had the chocolate one. And he,
what was the chocolate
it was
one?
The whole thing was edible. The board was... what do they call that? Rice paper?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
The pieces were chocolate. And he ate the pieces before he ever played it. Isn't that crazy?
Was it dancing?
He got given it, he opened it up, and then he just ate the pieces.
And never played the game?
Never played it.
Is that Dan Tiernan?
No, he did it, but it was made out of poo.
But anyway, you got it bang on. You slag off the game, oh, you know it well. The Very Hungry Caterpillar ate three plums.
Plums.
We're not going to get
it. It's bullshit, that isn't knowledge, I'm sorry.
That's not knowledge.
And then the three Santa's reindeers, beginning with D, Donna, Dancer, Dasher.
Knowledge, yeah. That's knowledge.
So that is a 3 out of 5.
Shame.
At the end of the second
probably
round.
Probably how I'd rate his quiz writing as well, about 3 out of 5. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I did it. Maybe it's like, you know, sort of meta.
Yeah. Not bad though, if we get a good, strong final round.
Now I'm sensing an interview segment, Paddy Young.
Okay.
Paddy, let's take a break from the quizzing, I think, because we're doing so well. Mm. Did you like that segment? Is that good?
That was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Firstly, how are you?
I'm really... how am I? Yeah, I'm all right, thank you.
I'm very impressed that you were able to find the time to do this, because you are at Soho Theatre every night the week of the recording this, right?
Yeah.
How's it been going?
It's been really good, yeah. I've really enjoyed it.
First of all, tell us about the tour. What's I mean, people talk about the shows being about stuff. Is yours about something?
It's sort of about... love and like car, like having a car. Do you remember did you ever have a car when you were young?
No.
When I was a teenager, I got a car and I just remember thinking it was going to change things for me.
Yes, I remember a lot of friends, when they got the cars, it was like, this is it. This is a big turning point now. Mm.
So a lot of it is about like love and yearning, being like a really pathetic teenage way. But really, it's not really about that. It's just the funniest things I can think of with a loose... God, I can talk my way out of making anything sound good. Ask me to describe an amazing show. Sopranos about, well, he's a guy, he's a dad, and he's a gangster as well, but he's sad. You know what I mean? You're like, that sounds shit. I couldn't promote
What's
anything.
Game of Thrones, Paddy?
Well, it's like, there's a little one and a big one. And there's dragons, not in it a lot. And she's the good queen of the graduates, but she becomes bad. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, that sounds rubbish. I could... If there was a way to hire someone to promote things, they're like, this can't sell. I'd be like, yeah, let me do it. I made it sound shit.
You remember car fellas.
I've seen people sharing content about your show non-stop, and people have been absolutely loving
it's
it.
It's been really fun.
Yeah. Is this Soho Run the culmination of taking it around the country?
Yeah, taking it around the country. And then at some point I'll film that. And I might do a tour extension actually in the autumn. So yeah, I might.
So come to that, please.
Yeah, so come to that. Yeah.
What are you like on the road? Is it something you enjoy?
Miserable.
Really?
Yeah. Being on the well, the thing
you
is,
you seem just like happy in most situations.
Do I? Mean, I?
Well, I've only
that's crazy.
For about 2 hours.
Do you
but,
think that?
What? But you're happy in most situations.
I know we've only known each other half an hour, but do you look at me and think you're happy in most situations?
Not with the same enthusiasm Jake said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm not.
But well, hang on, you still think it a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, pick a side.
I don't
want
to say no.
He's going to leave in a minute. You'll be left with me.
I tell you what it is. I love going. I don't like going through all these things on my own.
Yeah.
So it's like, I went interrailing when I was, you know, my early 20s.
Yeah.
And then my friend left because he had to go back to work, and I decided to stay on my own. And as soon as I was on my own, I was just like, wherever I was like, I just struggled.
Right.
And I find the same with the tour is no matter how good the shows are, getting into whatever city at 4 p.m. and roaming about and looking at shops and just not, you're living this half life. If I had someone who came with me and I could go through it all with them.
Do you have a support?
I often have support. So Ed did a lot with me.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll just get someone local. But yeah, I really love the shows. But I do find sort of being in several, you know, city centres in a week.
Yeah.
I mean, what's it going to be like when you go to Melbourne? Because you're doing the comedy festival out there, right?
But that'll be fun because I'll just be there for a whole month. And I just have to do like, yeah, one thing a day and you get to hang out. That sounds like a
Have you done Australia before?
Never been. Have you been?
No way.
I'm excited.
Mate, that's so cool though to be going and touring over in Australia. When is that? When is
that's
that
next week.
In...
So yes. I mean, I'm going there to Melbourne for a month, and then I'm coming back to London for 2 weeks, and then I'm going to Sydney for a month.
Well, I'll tell you what we do have. We have a lot.
No.
We do have about, we've got about 23 Australian listeners. We do have that. We see it on our analytics.
It's more than that.
Yeah, no, we've got
that's nearly half your UK listeners.
It's double, really. We've got a few Australian listeners, and they'll be very excited to see.
Oh, well, Melbourne and Sydney, I'll be there.
Annoyingly, they're in Perth. Don't do about that.
Get a flight, fellas.
We talked a little bit about you and Ed Knight, your videos and stuff. They have taken off. When did you first decide, oh, let's just, like, you know, make some sketches? Was it just... I imagine it wasn't like a planned out thing. It was just like, let's have a crack, see what happens.
Well, weirdly, he wasn't sort of... I didn't know him personally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we didn't come up together.
He was your best friend.
Well, so this is the thing. We only met, really, a few, like, 3 years ago, I think. But basically, I was at the Fringe, and I met him and his girlfriend, Liv, and we just got on really well. And then we only spoke for like half an hour. And then weirdly, my little sister went to a gig, and someone asked, oh, does anyone have TikTok? And she said, yeah. And she thought that everyone was going to answer. It was just her. And they said, oh, why do you have it? She said, oh, because my brother's a comedian. And they said, who is it? And she went, oh, Paddy Young. And then Ed was at the gig, and then he came out, and he said, I've just been chatting to your brother, because we just added each other on Instagram. We were just texting a bit. And then we thought, oh, that feels kind of special.
Yeah.
And then we met, and then when we met, we had this grand idea that we were going to make, like, what did we think we were going to make? Oh, we set up, like, an account where we set up, like, Gumtree and Craigslist accounts where we replied to, like, awful, you know, like, awful ads for, like, awful flats or, like, really creepy guys. And immediately we were like, this feels wrong. And then we made a 30-second sketch, and that went better. And we thought maybe we should keep doing that. But we became very close very quickly, Ed and I. It's a weird thing, though, in comedy, because it's very standalone.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a very standalone thing. You're toying around on your own, you're doing your own thing. But there is a sort of collective of us that now and again we get to do fun stuff together.
And was stand-up always your early passion with comedy? Was that the sort of in...
I was always obsessed with that. I always wanted to do it. But I did a lot of theatre when I was younger, and I trained as an actor. But I always sort of was bored by a lot of it and not good at a lot of it. So I always wanted to do stand-up, but sort of had no idea how to get into it. And then as soon as I started it, it's like, yeah, this is...
Will people be able to see you in Edinburgh this year?
I don't think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to have this will be my first summer off doing it.
How many years in a row have you done?
Well, I did an hour last year and an hour the year before. But then before that, you know, Dan and I, we were doing shows together, like, for like three people. We did a show that, like, in a room that didn't have power. Like 2 days. There was like a power cut.
What, you just shouting instead of
the
microphone?
Yeah, just shouting in the dark. Yeah. Which I think was helpful for Dan.
Well, if you're in Australia, go and see Paddy.
Oh, watch this. My special's out.
Watch the special, which is out, which you can see.
It's called Hungry, Horny, Scared. I think it'll be straight on YouTube by the time this is out, actually.
Lovely stuff.
Well, you'll put a link in the thing because you're a mate.
Of course, we'll be.
Big time. Yeah,
now
yeah.
that me and you go to the pub together.
We're going for that beer, aren't we? And then also, there may be a tour extension in the autumn. So
maybe.
Keep your eyes
but actually,
that.
Probably not, but who knows?
Yeah. Or if you're in sort of Deptford, Greenwich area, I think we'll probably start doing it on Thursdays.
I reckon so.
Yeah, there's a couple of pubs there. Just we'll DM me or him, and we'll be sort of in a boozer on a
come
Thursday.
Come down.
Yeah, come down, Tom. Come down. Get out of retirement.
Get those boots on. Toes poking right through. Get all your possessions on the back of a little. What do they call that thing that Tom and his mate?
Cover Bob Rule for the train down. I'm off to see my friends. Round three, the final round of the quiz, Paddy. We've had a quiz of two halves so far.
Mm-hmm.
What did we get, Liam? For rounds one and two.
Five on the first, which was the big banger, and then three on the second. So I think we can get at least two on this one, tasting into double figures.
What's the most points that you've got in this?
Connor, you'd know, wouldn't you? No, we don't. We should make a...
I don't think we've ever had any more than like an 11 or 12.
Yeah. If we can get over 12, you're the winner.
We've got eight.
Yeah. So you'd need four on this, which is so doable.
Yeah.
With your quizzing prowess.
I doubt we've ever had any more than 11.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean as much when you just say I doubt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Guinness don't do that. Probably the longest fingernails ever, probably. They look fucking long.
Stone entry, small amount of
the last one's felt shorter.
Just do it if you want. You don't have to. Right, so this final round is called The Weird and the Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Sound like a round you could get
sounds
your teeth
fun.
Into? Yeah. Sounds good. Question number one. Which animal has fingertips so similar to... These fingertips are so similar to humans that they could have confused... Oh, wow, that they have confused crime scene investigators. Fingertips that are so similar to humans that they have confused crime scene investigators. Guys, I think I know the answer to this.
God, really?
Yeah, I think it's koala bears.
Wow.
Is it?
I don't know where that's come from.
Because yeah, what they want to send you down is ape, surely. They want you to think monkey.
They want us to go ape. They really do.
They'd love us to go ape. I'd love that.
Have you done go ape?
Is there one in Deptford?
I'd love to do that after we get that pint and we send Tom back off.
Let's do koala bear.
I think it's koala bear.
Let's do it.
I think it's koala bear. Question number two. Which organ can regenerate itself even after over 75% of it has been removed?
I've heard that fact so many times, and I've already forgotten it.
Liver?
Do you think it is?
That really rings a bell, Liam.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Really, really does. Yeah, I think it can regenerate.
The liver's quite robust.
Yeah.
Should we go with it?
Let's do it. What else could it be? It's not the eyes.
Lung? No, it can't be.
It's not the lungs. It's not the
kidney. Would be the only one I would think.
Kidney could.
It's liver or kidney? I'd say. But yeah, let's go liver. Yeah. Why not?
Up until 2021, question number three, up until 2021, what country had a city who had an official wizard on their payroll? This is a silly question, isn't it?
It is, but maybe there's a bit of logic there. I don't know, it'd either be something completely random.
There's a country which has a city who had an official... And do you know what, Tom? I'm annoyed because we were looking to get like another 5 out of 5 and I feel like you robbed it from us.
Yeah.
An official wizard on... I don't fucking know.
Who do you think are the like magical countries in Europe? What,
you know what, I think
would it be a Scandinavian country?
Ireland, Scotland or Wales. I could see either of them sort of.
Do you?
Potentially.
I think it's not.
You think it's well out of that?
English bloke just say Ireland, Scotland, Wales. They're the sorts of people to do that, aren't they? Stick a wizard on a city council. Unless it's linked to a place which has a very famous fictional wizard.
Yeah. I'm thinking there must be something to
somewhere, or somewhere that's like still rooted in like a pagan thing.
There must be something
I have no idea, and that's annoyed me.
Yeah, it's annoying. Annoyed me as well.
Because you even know that or you don't, it feels like. It feels like there's nothing in the question to sort of try and dissect.
There's
no
other clues, is there?
Yeah.
Belgium?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, yeah.
Fuck it.
Let's do it. We get to round three, and the term fuck it does come up quite a lot. Yeah. Fuck it. I've had a couple of these.
That's where they get you.
Question number four. In what European country is it illegal to own just one guinea pig?
Again, this is just...
Annoying.
I think I know it.
Do you?
I think that in Switzerland, it's illegal to have one pet because they feel that they get lonely.
Oh, really?
However, they do make it legal to just kill yourself as well.
Yeah. Let's maybe not get into the whole euthanasia debate.
Yeah, I'm happy to.
Or maybe they're linked.
Paddy says he's got time.
Yeah. Maybe they're linked.
Maybe they're linked.
Because it will cost the government money because the guinea pig will kill itself.
Okay,
let's do Switzerland.
Also, the fact, just looking, talking about clues, says which European country is it illegal to? The previous question just says what country.
I know.
So does that make us think it's maybe not in Europe?
Oh, that he's not. The fact he's not. I thought it was European.
Oh, what country had a wizard?
But you know what I mean? It's odd to put European for this second for question four, but they're not three.
Is it? Could it be like New Zealand because they still can't.
I think Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Of course it would be. Of course it would be. That's the logic in it. Yeah. Guarantee it's you. It's New Zealand. Yeah.
Guarantee you. Guarantee.
Mate, I genuinely.
It's a Liam Shaw guarantee.
I was thinking it's a Liam Shaw guarantee and.
They don't mean anything, do they?
Not anymore. I think that's the logic of it, the wizard thing.
I'm glad you called us up to go back to that, mate.
Yeah,
I think it's New Zealand. That was good project management by you.
Question five.
Joey Chestnut. Joey Chestnut holds the record for most amount of hot dogs eaten in 10 minutes. How many did he eat? Anyone remember the tennis question? This stinks of the tennis question, this.
So in 10 minutes, did he eat 64, 83 or 97?
So what's the breakdown in seconds?
Yeah, what is the breakdown?
Well, all right, can you mentally time me how long it takes me to do the hot dog? Done. What's that?
So,
what was that?
So it's just the dog, it's not it's just the glizzy itself?
Oh, man. Maybe then it would have...
True, yeah, if it's in the bread.
If it's in the bread, then that's a... And then they do that thing where they dunk it in water and then they go...
Well, let's time Paddy. You do that, and we'll sort of time you mentally. 3, 2, 1. I think.
Yeah. How long was that?
8.
I think you ate it in 2. You ate it in 2, but then you sort of held on.
Yeah, but that's maybe around.
Didn't realise you had X-ray vision.
I think maybe around hot dog 50, you're sort of getting it. I mean, my feeling was 97.
Yeah, let's do it.
But can a human body take 97 hot dogs? Oh, in 20
a human body can take more hot dogs than you think.
And also, it's one of those questions.
Don't wink at me.
The best case scenario for this question is that everyone goes, "Wow, it was 97." Yeah. What would be shit to be like, "Yeah, it was just the lowest number." Oh, I guess that is less impressive than the other number. You know what I mean? It should be the best. You go, "Really, 97?" It was the lowest number. Is even worse.
It was the lowest number with the tennis one.
So he wouldn't have done it again. It'd be higher than this. It'd be higher than this. He's gone low. He's gone high. And do you know what, Tom? I hate the fact that you forced us to go into the psychology of your mind. It's not a mind I want to be poking around in, to be honest with you.
No, but it's more of a pub manager quiz.
Right, we've gone with 97. Let's find out the answers.
If we just need 2 to bring us into double figures.
That's it. Raise those stakes.
Okay.
Find some reason why this means something.
Which animal has fingertips so similar to a human that they have confused crime scene investigators? Jake, you knew it. Koalas, you were right.
That's lovely. How did you know that?
Yeah, where did you hear that?
I think I saw it on a very long TikTok video.
Right.
And it was that woman, she's in a lot of them, and she's like, "Things about koala bears you will not realise." And she does loads of videos like that.
I think that's AI, mate.
Fine, okay, sure.
Sounds gorgeous.
Which organ can regenerate itself even after losing 75%, even after over 75% of it's been removed? So it's definitely less than 80%, isn't it? Else you'd say over 80%. That's 76%. Yeah. It was the liver, anyway.
Lovely.
We got that.
We got that with a small sort of like divulgence into percentages. Yeah. I thought you got stuck for a second.
Yeah, no, but it says even when over 75% of it, I just think we'll just say the percentage then.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
He's so boring, he's made us boring.
Me?
Yeah.
That was so boring and I was annoyed with him.
It was boring.
It's like a play. Really boring, but not your fault.
It was boring.
It's not your fault. It's not these meant, anyone would have been
these doing meant to be jumping off points and instead they're just closing us down.
Closing down points.
Daddy, come on the pod. Come on the pod. There'll be loads of jumping off points.
Up till 2021, which country had an official wizard on their payroll? Now, this was the one we initially said Belgium because we were like...
It was your bloody good thing to say.
Then I said, hang on. He said European in the next country. Let's go back. I think it won't be a European country. Then Jake had the brainwave, Lord of the Rings, New Zealand. It was bang on, it's New Zealand.
Oh, that's fantastic.
This is why we should really, when we get to round 3, let's stop saying fuck it. Yeah. If we just keep, hold on, we might be able to get
his double digits. He's given a little bit more information. Ian Brackenbury-Chanel was 88. So it looks like they stopped because he died. He was paid $16,000 New Zealand dollars a year. Which is equivalent of £8,200, to provide acts of wizardry and promote the city. They're a bunch of bureaucrats who have no imagination, he told a New Zealand news website.
He had a dodgy hard drive, didn't he?
Yeah, he's there, Jimmy Savile.
Yeah, he really is. And that's pub quiz pod exclusive, there's a lot more to come out about that.
Yeah,
there's a lot more.
They weren't hobbits.
In which European country is it still illegal to own?
Still not illegal to do that.
I mean, we put man on blue.
Put man on blue. It's still illegal to own.
garlic.
We said Switzerland. It is. Switzerland.
Fuck, this is alright.
This is alright.
Tom, this is a brilliant pub quiz,
this would be.
So we got into double digits. We're on 12.
We're in 12.
We're on 12, 12 total.
13 would definitely be a high score. And it's the first time ever there's been 5 out of 5. So Joey Chestnut, how many hot dogs did he eat in 10 minutes? Was it 64, 83, or 97?
Got to be the lowest one. The highest.
He's done his fucking dirty.
What's he done?
He's gone down the middle.
Oh, Tom!
He's only put the penalty down the middle.
That's so rubbish. The last question as well.
That's the last question.
Yeah.
I've really been robbed out of starting a new club of double 5 out of 5s. I'm so sorry, Paddy.
It's all right.
On his behalf.
So overall, that puts us on a
cracking round,
score.
Though. 12, cracking round.
Yeah, very good round. Very good round. 12 out of 15, which is a very respectable score.
Yeah, really happy with that. Score. You're definitely in the top tier.
Well, you fellas did most of that heavy lifting.
No way, brother. No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good, fellas. That was really good.
To round off, we'd like to just do a little bit of a review of the quiz. Jake, you've got the criteria, haven't
you? Yeah, I do, yeah. So out of 10, Paddy, we'd like some thoughts on Tom's quiz. So first up, playability out of 10. Where would you score Tom and his efforts?
6. It's sick. The whole thing, whatever, yeah. whatever your other categories are, it's all going to be sick. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. The threes one. Two things with a three, and it's a number. And it's just, oh, it's that number. Oh, it's that. That is the worst thing about pub quizzes. You can this, that, is that, it's quality, don't they? Oh, it's just the middle number. Oh, is it? That's worth the same. Shit.
He's had such intricate responses to every question. Yeah, that's and that one funny. Was just like, six. Next.
Yeah, it was six.
All right, I wonder where this is going to go. In terms of range of questions.
Six.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And then finally, and this does bring in the whole experience of you know, the three of us being here together today, as well as Tom's quiz. General good vibes out of 10 of the whole quiz experience.
10. It's been great. I've had a good time.
Wow. Yeah, it's been nice. Paddy Young.
Yeah.
Paddy, thank you so much
for
doing the quiz.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
We'd like to get you onto quiz again, if you want to come with Ed.
Absolutely. Get another master.
Massive thank you to our retired quiz master, Tom.
And if you want to check out a quiz he is associated with, not his quiz, one he's associated with.
Oh, they'll be chomping at the bit. Probably more clicks on that than my special.
I hope you check that they're happy to have their name attached to this. Then head to the Rickety Press in Oxfordshire. Their quiz runs every other Tuesday at 7:30. And a massive thank you to Paddy Young for joining our quiz team today.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Cheers, mate.